Fine. Yesterday we saw Gemara in the middle of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, a memra of the Amora Rabba. The earlier sugyas, if you're tracking the flow, the unfolding of the sugya, the earlier part of the Gemara had been focused on memras. We'd begun with memras of earlier Amoraim, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav, another memra of Yehuda B'Shem Rav. And then another member of Rav, Malkal Yichud and Osran al Yichud. And now, and another member of Rav, Malkin al Otoga Shmua. And now the Gemara shifts over to later Amoraim, the middle of the period of the Amoraim, a member of Rava and a member of Yosef. And for now we're focused on the member of Rava, which is Baila Be'ir Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. And we ended yesterday by noticing that there are two different terms, two different phrases that we've shown him use to explain why is it mutter. There's an issur of yichud, and it's potentially yichud daraisa, of one man and one woman alone. Yichud, and they're an erva to one another. We know that to be the case because she's a married woman and this is not her husband. So a married woman with some man other than her husband is issur of gilui arayos. So this is mamash yichud arayos. This is yichud daraisa. So why is this Yichud Daraisa Mutter? Because this married woman's husband is somewhere in town. Well, why does that make anything mutter? So we saw that Rashi has one phrase in the Rambam, quoted by Shulchan Aruch, as a different phrase. Rashi has a phrase which was highlighted to us by the Chachmos Adam as quoted in the Pischei Tshuva on the page of Shulchan Aruch. Rashi's phrasing was Mistafi Mibal Hashta Asi, or some Girsos had Mistafi Mibal Dilma Hashta Asi. And she's Mistafi, she's concerned, she's scared, the husband may show up now. The language is intensely practical and visceral. He may actually, Hashta Asi, he may walk in right now. Very practical. Whereas the Rambam's terminology, which we saw quoted on the page in the Shulchan Aruch itself, the language of the Shulchan Aruch, as is so often the case, the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Ches is primarily a verbatim quote of the Rambam. The language of the Rambam here in the Shulchan Aruch is Emas Bala Allah. There is an Ema of her husband upon her, which sounds, as the Chazon Ish suggested, a little more general. It's not a targeted concern. He may walk in the door right now. It's a more general, she feels more inhibited because her husband is in proximity. Her husband is nearby. Masha l'maha davar dome, it's a little bit similar to the these two different psychological profiles they were giving. Either a woman who is concerned that the husband may actually walk in the door at any moment, or a woman just generally feels a little more inhibited because her husband's proximity. There are two different relationships, the two different descriptions of how we might feel about the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lower type of Yira is, if I do an Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get me. Yira Sa'onish. I better not do it. I'm scared to do that Avera because of the consequences. But the elevated type of Yira, the Yira Sa'onish may have its place and its purpose, and certainly can at times successfully keep me from doing the wrong thing, but the Yira that we aspire to, the Yira that is described by the Ramban, the opening page of Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Siman Aleph, B'Shem the Ramban Mor Nevuchim, how often is the Ramban Mor Nevuchim quoted Shulchan Aruch, the year that we saw described by the Ramchal at the end of the Hakadam of Seals and Sharim, that year is a year of Saronis. Not like I'm scared X, Y, Z may happen. I recognize that I'm in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I act differently. A year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's highness. Not a year that he's going to get me. It is true. Schar Yonosh is real. It's true. If I do a chet, I will suffer the consequences unless I adequately do tshuva. But year, the ideal year is year of aromas, in a sense of presence. So again, I'm not implying an equation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Hamzah Abdallah's husbands. But psychologically, there's a certain parallel. In other words, Rashi is saying, like, there's a practical concern, I'm going to get caught. Hubby's going to walk in, and now we're stuck. Whereas the Rambam is saying, the way the Chaz Nisha understands the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Emes Ba'alei means, not a practical concern is going to show up, but the fact that he's nearby puts her into a different frame of mind. She's a little more inhibited. If her husband was 100 miles away, she would not feel that same degree of inhibition. Why does it matter? Why does it matter? Why does it matter? A question about this? A question about this, or should we hold off? Yeah. Okay, good. So let's begin to explore how this plays itself out. L'mayin afkamina. So for starters, we had seen yesterday Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Chachmas Adam in the part of his sefer that he calls Binas Adam. Chachmas Adam writes that Ba'al Be'er only applies if she is Bevesa, if she's Bevayis Acher. So the Chachmas Adam said, based on Rashi, Aser. The Chazon Ish and the Chida, Chaim Yosef David Azulai, one of the great Sfarad Tanech Chachamim of approximately 300 years ago or so, they say, it doesn't matter whether the husband's practically going to show up. The Chachmas Adam is correct. No machlokes in the tzias. Chachmas Adam is correct that if she's in some other location in town, it's often going to be the case that there's no chance the husband will show up. But the question is, does that matter? So Chachmas Adam, based on Rashi, said, yeah. It only works because she's at home with the husband is practicing. There's a likelihood the husband's walking in the door. But if she's having yichud at work, if it's yichud in the office, and yichud with a client somewhere else, the Chachmas Adam says, Aser. The Chaz Nisha Chida say, absolutely mutter. Or, following. Let's say she is at home. She's at home. Her husband calls, and she was at home, and someone else is in the house, but they were relying on Ba'al Be'er. Sure, Ba'al Be'er, no problem, Yichud. And then her husband calls and says, I'm walking into Shachar's right now. She thought he had daven earlier, she thought he was going to daven later, whatever it is. He's walking to Shachar's right now. I'll be home in an hour. Or he says, hi darling, just want to let you know, one of the surgeries I'm supposed to be doing this afternoon got moved up. I'm going to surgery in 10 minutes. He's a surgeon. So I'll be in surgery for the next 4 hours. He's clearly not coming home anytime soon. So let's say she is at home, but Betucha, Shalom Yagia, she knows that her husband is not showing up anytime soon. So the Chazon Ish and the Chida once again say, it's fine. Doesn't matter. The husband's not showing up, but he is Ba'ir, and it's the fact of his proximity that makes it mutter. And let's take it to the next level. How would you define, what's the Hagdara of ear? Ba'al Be'er. What's called Ba'ir? I mean, I live in a suburb, a municipality, and there's a whole host of municipalities. If you're driving every 5, 10, 15 minutes, you enter a new municipality. So, if he's in Clifton and she's in Passaic, if he's in Woodmere and she's in Cedarhurst, is that Ba'al Be'er? It's not Ba'al Be'er. Or, let's flip it. You're up in the Golan, and you're driving along, I think it's Highway 98, if I remember correctly, 92, 98, I think it's 98. And you're driving along Highway 98, so every minute or two, there's another exit off the highway.
to the next town.
So there's Chisfin, and there's Nov, and there is Ramatan Bak Shimim, one after the other. There are 2 minute, 5 minute drive from one another. But they're separate towns. So how do you define ear? How do you define ear? How would you define ear?
Like on Shabbos, there's the 2,000 amos.
Oh! So Aaron's sister was Machab and Shechter. He said, what do you mean? We have a concept of ear in halacha beyond yichud. We have a concept of ear in various areas of halacha. We certainly in the world of tumen, which may or may not be derabanan. We have a concept with that in turn maybe is based on the concept of ear deraisa by Ari Halevim. The notion that you figure where your contiguous houses are, and then you draw 2,000 amas around, that's the tchum of the ear. So that's one way to go. Is that we have a definition of ear in halacha. So if you have a definition of ear in halacha, so from Nov to Chespin, there's 2,000 amas of space. Each one has its own tchum Shabbos, a separate ayaros. While on the other hand, from Muncie to Spring Valley, from Cedarhurst to Lawrence to Woodmere, from Passaic to Clifton to Nutley, from Teaneck to Bergenfield to New Milford to River Edge, maybe not, because just look at how the river goes, maybe that's 1 year. Much of northeastern New Jersey, a big chunk of northeastern New Jersey might be a single, potentially is a single Tchum Shabbos. Or let's go another way. Moshe Feinstein has a following tshuva, a following shaila. And then we'll take a question a moment. Moshe Feinstein has a following shaila, Igus Moshe. This brings you back to how many, many, many Jews were living a number of decades ago. Moshe Feinstein, as you know, when he came to America, lived his entire life essentially in the Lower East Side, which at the time was a year of Eretz Yisrael, the major, major Jewish population. The Moshe says, how about the following scenario? You have a family that live in the tenements, the dilapidated, the old apartment buildings in the Lower East Side. And the fellow, the father, works in the garment district. Mitamanan, which was a very common setup. And that's why he's making parnasa. So one issue is, you work in the garment district, how are you going to keep Shabbos? That had been, for many decades, a very, very difficult issue. If the fact will only offer you a job, if you work on Shabbos, if you don't come on Saturday, don't bother coming back on Monday, that was a very, very grave nisayon. And Moshe Feinstein, that should discuss a different issue. Is it Baal Be'ir? The woman's, the wife is in the tenement. She's in the apartment on the Lower East Side. The husband's at work in the garment district, a couple of miles north in Manhattan. 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever exactly he's working. He takes the train to work. He takes the train back home at night. Take the train from the garment district to the Lower East Side. That's not a brief journey. Takes a long time to get there. It's not a 5 minute hop, skip, and a jump. So if there's going to be another man in the apartment, is it Baal Be'ir or not? So Moshe Feinstein writes, no. Moshe Feinstein writes, Moshe Feinstein writes, the Hagdara of ear is, that's really not for me number two. So the Hagdara of ear, it's not about ear, it's close enough that he could show up at any time. He says, what does it help me, says Rav Moshe, that yes, all of Manhattan is certainly one city. From a Tchum Shabbos perspective, from a political perspective, every which way. I mean, politics colloquially, I mean, technically. It's a single political unit, it's a single city, it's a municipality. And obviously it's a single Tchum Shabbos, all of Manhattan is a single Tchum Shabbos. He says, what does it help? It's not a din in ear, says Rav Moshe. It's a din in being close by, that he could actually pop in the stuff in the Baal, Ashta Asi. So, if you live in a small town, so if you're within the town, you can pop in. It says, but Manhattan is not going to... It takes you an hour to get by train from the factory to the apartment. That's not the Baal Be'ir. Well, the Chazon HaShechita does say no. It doesn't matter whether he could actually show up or not. But it's a question of the feeling. So what's the Hagdara of Ir? What's the Hagdara of Ir according to Rambam? So it could be his Ir B'chal Tarakula. It could be the global halachic definition of Ir, Tchum Shabbos. Or it could be something else. Maybe it has to do with public perception. Being that Baal B'Ir is a psychological phenomenon, according to the Rambam, maybe it's a question of public perception. People, technically, you know, the garbage collection is different, the taxes are different, but do people feel, you know, Muncie is Muncie. And many people live in Muncie, Jews live in Muncie, it's all Muncie. Many people do. Oh, Spring Valley, Muncie, it's Muncie. So the Yesh La'ayin, maybe it's totally in public perception, how people feel about it, or maybe it's entirely the general Hagdara of an ear, in which case, I believe, I don't know my Rockland County geography that way, but I'm pretty sure that Muncie and Spring Valley is Mamish, one Hemshech and one Tchum Shabbos. So those are the first three Nafkaminas, the first two or three Nafkaminas in this Chakira, whether the Hetra Baal B'Ir is based on a practical chance of someone popping in or general psychological frame of mind. So the first Nafkaminas have to do with how your Magdir Beis Ayin, Baal B'Ir. How you magdir Baal B'Ir? Number one, the Bayis Acher. Remember, your location, your husband's not going to show up, or is it just you are? It's not a question of location, but you know it's a time the husband's not going to show up, or more generally, how are you magdir here? Questions before we move on to the next set of nafkaminas. Dov.
Yeah. How is it? The people who are saying that it's not about practical. It's not about if the guy is being able to practically get there. Moshe doesn't say that.
Correct. It's my focus. Chaf Mazalim and Moshe Feinstein seems to be on the practical side, which is, again, this is the language of Rashi.
And
the psychological side.
There would never really be a strict definition of what year is.
Well, it may have to do with the general din of. This is the Rambam of the Shulchan Aruch. Emma's Baila Aleh. Yeah, so now let's move to the next set of Nafkaminas. We began to touch on yesterday also. You remember the Pitzkei Tshuva quote from Chachma Zadon, two Chumas. Chum number one is what we're calling Nafkamin number one. If she's in a different location. Chum number two has to do with the definitions of Libo Gospel. Libo Gospel. Right? You remember again, the Gemara had said that story, in the context of the story of Yosef and Ravibi, or Yosef and Rav Devai, the Gemara had come up with this idea, because Rav Yosef was Machmir, and Rav Yosef seemed to be ignoring the Hester of Baal B'Ir, so the Gemara said, it's not that Rav Yosef doesn't hold Baal B'Ir, it's that there's an exception called Libo Gaspa. I guess we had seen the Riff and the Rosh appear to leave it out, but the Rama Shulchan Aruch do quote it, and we do assume the Libo Gaspa shuts down the capacity of of Baal B'Ir to work. So in terms of discussing, well, what do we mean by Libo Gaspa? The number was that the Nafkina before we could call it was Nasa La Baila Rishos. You'll remember, here are Nafkinas. It's two colors, would be helpful. This is fine. You remember the Chachma Zarim had come up with a wild Chiddush, a Chumra Mechudeshas. Chachman had said, I don't understand, how does Libo Gaspa change anything? If Baal B'Ir, if Chachmazad was working on the assumption that it's a practical matter, the husband may pop in. So Libo Gaspa, no Libo Gaspa. The husband pops in and finds them in the act of Znos. There's no way there's no solution to that. It doesn't matter how Libo Gaspa it is. So the Chachmazad said, oh, it must be more generally, not so the husband might walk in during the particular minutes of actual Niyuf, But if they're together for a while, knowing that we're together for a longer period of time, they just stop sitting together, the fact that the husband were to show up, he would say, this just looks strange, like why are the two of you sitting together alone? So that's where the Baal Be'ir helps, as Chachasan is Chiddush, and therefore any time that it's not odd that they're together, for instance, Nasal Baal Rishos, the husband, it makes sense that they're together. He said, Gesund Day. So that's Chachas Adam had this Chumrah, that then that's the problem. So Chachas Adam said, Nasal Baal Rishos, that's called Libo Gaspa, and that is therefore Aser. Whereas the Chazon Ish says, absolutely not. Absolutely not. The fact that the husband said, yeah, they figure out together, electrician's coming tomorrow, that does not make it the Libo Gaspa. And finally, more generally, what is the getter of, you can call this 5, you can call this just 4b. What is the getter of Gas? What is the getter of Gas? Libo Gaspa. So for the Rambam, you know, for Rashi, it's any type of Kirva, even Kirvat Mishar, even if it's a business connection. Whereas for the Rambam, it's an actual comfort. You have a familiarity. An old neighbor, like the Zemza Rashi himself, a given. A cousin, a sister-in-law, an old neighbor, someone you grew up with, or someone that you're dating, you've been dating, you're engaged, or you've been dating for a while, so that's already Libo Gaspa. Now some of you might wonder, dating, engaged, Libo Gaspa. Libo Gaspa is a pile of beer. If she's married to someone else, if her husband's in town, you should not be dating her and you should not be engaged to her. I mean, it is true that hopefully if dating's going well, she'll be Libo Gaspa. Certainly one hopes that when you're engaged, if you're dating Litvish and you're engaged, hopefully it's Libo Gaspa. But we're going to see in the next sif that Libo Gaspa may have relevance outside of Baal Be'ir as well. I'll close with one practical nekudi here. A psak I heard a friend of mine got from Rav Shechter, and he thought, halacha l'maisa Rav Shechter and many posts can assume like the Rambam, that practically speaking, Baal Be'ir has to do, even if it applies, even if there's no actual possibility that he's going to pop in, but just the fact that he's proximate is already matir, with all the nafkamim there and two pertaining, and specifically the last one, that Gaspa means there actually is a familiarity and comfort, and again, could be in a totally appropriate way, doesn't have to be a kinu labayla, appropriate familiarity. So Rav Shechter assumed that al derech zeh, one had nekuda, you have to be roughly pinus. In other words, a scenario where there was a couple needed coverage for their kids, and the husband's father, the grandfather, the children's grandfather, the paternal grandfather, had time on his hands, he was retired, and he was glad to help babysit. So what would come up often was that mom would show up at the time the father of the children was learning the kol here, and they were living on the other side of the heights, and Ima would show up, and her father-in-law, the children's grandfather, the babysitter, was there. So the question is, was this like a yichud issue, and he has to like scoot out the moment, you know, she shows up and he's out the door 2 minutes later? Or no, Baal Be'ir. Right? Husband's l'choladeus. Baal Be'ir is 5 minutes away in the same town, Baal Be'ir. On the other hand, hey, Baruch Hashem is a very healthy, wonderful relationship between father-in-law and daughter-in-law. So Libo Gaspa, practical shayla. So you have to assume that part of Libo Gaspa is that you're roughly peers. You have a familiarity, and that you roughly, father and daughter, that's like two different generations. He thought that inherently is not Libo Gaspa. So perhaps the comfort and the roughly the same age, not to the day, but you're, you know, of the same generation, you're roughly peers, that's when the Baal Be'ir creates a certain inhibition, but the familiarity and comfort of Libo Gaspa will serve to neutralize it and disinhibit, and then you're back to the regular Isser of Yichud. We'll pick up next. I'm glad to have questions. We'll pick up next time with the next major din of Pesach Pasurach.